It's been more than 8 years since two men died at the Aracoma mine in southern West Virginia. A dedication ceremony was held Monday morning at the National Mining Academy in Beaver to honor the victims. It was obvious the families continue to grieve for their loved ones all these years later. The ceremony opened with a prayer. The event was meant to honor the victims of Aracoma in Logan County, miners Don Bragg and Ellery Elvis Hatfield. The widows sued MSHA for not citing violations that could have prevented these deaths. The event also marked the beginning of a training course. Federal regulators agreed to create a mine fire prevention training course after investigations found lax enforcement from MSHA at the Massey Energy operation. Attorney Bruce Stanley represented the widows.
While the widows filed suit, they would commend MSHA on the thoroughness of that investigation and would hope that their litigation would never prevent any government agency from looking at itself the way MSHA did after this fire.
A bronze plaque bearing Bragg and Hatfield's names will hang at the entrance of the fire training facility. Assistant Secretary of Labor and head of MSHA Joe Main unveiled the plaque and had this to say after the dedication.
So, you know, in trying to help the families bring closure, recognize that, you know, we did need to do a better job to protect miners. We do need to do a better job as I speak here to protect miners. And this is just a day that we're all dedicating ourselves that we all need to be looking out for nation's miners and looking.
Emotions swept over Hatfield's two children and widow throughout the ceremony. MSHA officials instructed them to walk up front and stand with the plaque. The family gathered at the plaque, bearing sorrow on their faces. I had the privilege of speaking off mic with Frieda Hatfield. She said it was too painful to go on the record with us. She told me she hasn't remarried and still misses her husband. Hatfield also said that her attorney, Bruce Stanley, has become like family for his work representing the family.
Grief's such a private thing to have to be shared publicly, and it's hard. And like I said, it doesn't take much. I mean, a smell, a sight, hearing a particular thing, hearing a phrase, and it all comes rushing back to them, you know, as most people who've experienced tragedies appreciate. So it's just very hard.
The two men died of carbon monoxide poisoning after being separated from 10 other miners. Stanley says Frieda Hatfield attended the ceremony so her loved one's death wouldn't be in vain.
The reason they're here and the reason they fought this fight so long is to try to ensure that the grief and the pain that they feel every day that we're talking about doesn't beset other families in southern West Virginia or the coal fields anywhere. They're here to keep another Aracoma from happening.
Congress also passed the 2006 Miner Act as a result of the Aracoma tragedy, as well as Sago and Darby, Kentucky. The act requires mine operators to provide improved training on the use of breathing devices, improve emergency evacuations and training, and more. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Jessica Lilly in Beaver.